friends in the industry. So I want to start off by asking a question. So have you ever experienced a new situation that made you super nervous to the point where you lost some sleep and you felt like you're going to be sick prior to it happening, only to experience the situation and actually feel super excited that you felt a new calling for your life? So I recall the first time I was asked to present in front of a massive group of people, well, massive to me, to provide safety training. I literally stood in front of the room with about, it had to be 75, 80 people or so, and asked myself, okay, Josh, do you run or do I stay and see what happens? Well, thankfully I stayed, and throughout the new situation, my eyes literally opened to a new calling for my life. So I'm Josh Hannabury, your host of the Truck Focus podcast. And our mission here at the podcast is simple. We're connecting transportation industry leaders to the industry to help create a pivotal change. So today I'm super excited as I speak with Derek Williams, founder and host of the Trucking Entrepreneurs podcast. So during our conversation, Derek walks us through his journey leading up to the launch of his podcast and describes the various challenges he's experienced when first starting out, but also how he's using his platform to really help others in the transportation industry. So I highly recommend that you visit the truckingentrepreneurspodcast.com or searching the name on all major podcast players to check out the great content Derek's producing. I also want to give a huge shout out to the team at My Trucker Pro, as they were integral in introducing Derek and I. So I look forward to the impact this conversation is going to have. Let's get to it. Hey, Derek, honestly, super excited for today. Great to have you on the Truck Focus podcast. And as we were saying, literally 5 seconds ago, before I hit record, I am so stoked on who you are, the fact that we were able to connect, even though we live in different countries, but more so the mission that you're on, and the amount of people that you're helping. And I'm just super grateful that you're able to take the time to join my podcast, which I think is a big honor. And yeah, I'm just super happy to have you on, man. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Josh. I really do appreciate it, man. I appreciate you having me on your podcast and platform. It's an honor and a pleasure. And just very grateful, man. Yes, sir. And appreciate all the compliments as well.
Awesome. So yeah, well earned, I think. When people go above and beyond, it helps to keep that momentum and other people recognize it and encourage it. Right. And I try to, I like becoming advocates for people that are doing the right thing. So when we first connected, obviously, with the Trucking Entrepreneur podcast, I was like, dude, yeah, this is sweet. And then we've had enough conversations now where I'm excited for our listeners to learn who you are, for our community just to be like, oh, I got to connect with Derek. Oh, maybe you're a listener right now and you're like, okay, in 2 minutes, you're going to want to email Derek and say, hey, I got to get on your podcast. Let's talk about this. But again, right. I'm just super grateful. So can you start us off? Give us the rundown, who you are, and share part of your journey up right before you started the Trucking Entrepreneur podcast.
Okay. Yes, sir. Again, my name's Derek Williams. Married, have a spoiled little dog, courtesy of my wife. I'm going to put all the blame on her. And with myself, throughout my life, well, I would say my journey part of it is I have like 8.5 years of customer service experience, have like close to 3 years of sales experience. I used to drive, box trucks for a snack food company some years ago. I really enjoyed that job, just interacting with people and meeting new people and being able to minister or encourage and things of that nature, different people, man, it was just so fun. Some people ask me, well, why did you leave then? But, the only reason I left is due to the pay was like a roller coaster because a lot of, commission was involved. So with that, I moved on to become an electrician and been doing that for 15 years. And I cannot remember how I found out about the opportunity to become a freight dispatcher, but I wound up taking 2 different courses to become one. And, after that, like I mentioned to you before, a while back, God like took the taste out of my mouth, man. Like 2 days after I completed that second, training course, it was like, hey, I had no desire for it whatsoever.
Wow. The So something I think is interesting about life and about journey is the opportunities that we can pursue. Mm-hmm. And I like that we live in a world now where, well, and again, we're speaking North America because you're obviously in the States. I'm here in Canada. So okay. We'll speak on those terms. But I like the fact that you can recognize, hey, I might like something, and you can go do it. And then you have the ability to say, no, I don't like it as much as I thought. Hey, I like that something. Okay, I'm going to go do it. Like, right. And that is a clear picture of your journey is right. There's obviously bills we have to pay and we have mm-hmm. to, we're providers and stuff. That's super important. But it's nice to be in a space where you can acknowledge, you know what? I like this. I'm going to pursue it. And then 2 days later, you know what? Nah, it's not for me. What's next? So,
right.
But yeah, constant growth, right. growth, skill sets and designations. And it's ultimately allowing you to be you, which I think is cool. And I like the fact that you really care about people. I like that you yes, mentioned sir. That right away, because that, yes, to me, that was one of the first things I noticed about you mm-hmm. was I like focusing on the who and then the what comes later. And when I'm like, okay, who is Derek? I'm like, man, he really likes caring about people. He likes mentoring people. He likes sewing into people. So I'm glad that you brought that up too. That means a lot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. And likewise, I noticed that for yourself as well, you know, like you said, so, perfect match, man.
Totally. So what happened then between the freight classes to become the freight dispatcher to saying, you know what, I'm going to start the Trucking Entrepreneur podcast. What kind of led to that?
Basically what led to that was prayer, and God led me that way to shift to that realm. And also with my wife, like I said, the whole desire was just taken away from me. And with my wife, you know, when I explained it to her, she was like, well, you always have a heart for small businesses. That's always been your passion since I've known you, and you talked about it before. And she was like, well, why don't you take what you've learned from the dispatching courses and create a podcast? And so, you know, with myself, I was like, well, how can I do a podcast? I don't have the knowledge like, you know, other people in the industry. So, you know, she was like, don't let that stop you. You know, you keep going. And so I was like, okay, maybe I should. So after prayer and meditation, I went ahead and moved in that direction. And I was like, you know what? Just like working some jobs, I was like, this is going to be on the job training. I'm going to learn as I go. And, you know, from there, it's been history, man. Thankfully to the guests that I've had, you know, learning different things along the way, and plus some studies on my own and social media and things of that nature, man. Just been, you know, constantly learning and absorbing, you know.
Good. Well, I want to give a huge shout out to your wife, because I think a lot of times spouses in general are really good at mm-hmm. seeing much further ahead for us than we are.
Right.
And they're like, no, get out of your own way. Like, I'm going to push you in this moment. So good for her for doing that. And good for you for listening. And I admire the fact that we're both men of faith, so that you can pray through stuff, you can meditate through stuff, I think is equally important. So I think that's really powerful. Where do people go that are listeners are like, hey, I want to check out this podcast. Where can they go right now? So that way, they can, if they hit pause or if they keep listening and check the website, mm-hmm. which is in the show link, where do they go?
Yes, sir. They can visit www.thetruckingentrepreneurspodcast.com. And on there, they'll be able to access different social media platforms that I'm part of: Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn. Also, we may get into this a little bit later. If they come aboard onto mytruckerpro.com, that's another area that I'm on, a platform. And, you know, like I say, I'm on all type of podcast platforms, from Spotify, Apple, you know, you name it.
That's awesome. Yeah, before we go too much further, I do want to give a shout out as well to My Trucker Pro, Andy, Jack and the team, Ernie, just great guys, great direction. And it's nice when we were in a meeting with them was it last week?
Right.
And yeah, just seeing the like-mindedness of who they're serving, which we're going to go to next, I think is really cool. So yeah, just check out mytruckerpro.com. And yeah, highly, highly recommend to our listeners that you go check out the Trucking Entrepreneurs podcast, because Derek is on a mission. And I don't want to steal your thunder, but I get really excited when I see high quality and like you're really mindful of who you're interviewing, what you're going to talk about, and the impact that you're having. So I would just highly recommend that our guests go listen, our listeners go take a look. So can you give us the rundown? So you mentioned that you like serving small businesses. You have a passion for people, a passion for small business. Was that is that the mission with the podcast platform, or what is, in your opinion, the mission? Who are you helping? Who do you plan on serving? That kind of thing. How's that?
Right. Basically, the mission, my heart is definitely towards small businesses. You know, I would definitely deal with larger corporations and things of that nature, but my heart and foundation is based upon small businesses. And our mission is to shine a light on entrepreneurs in the trucking and logistics industry, basically by providing them a platform to showcase their entrepreneurial journey, their services, and products that they offer.
Hey, Josh here. Just a quick interruption of our conversation, as I highly recommend subscribing to the Trucking Entrepreneurs podcast. So you can do so by visiting the website or searching the name on all major podcast players. I've included the links in the show notes. Let's get back to the episode. Powerful. Yeah. And there's a lot of us.
Yes,
it yeah, is. It's just absolutely incredible when you think about, okay, so if we're just talking in North America, no boats, just in the amount of businesses that are, a majority of them are small businesses, are involved in moving product, aligning product, hiring people, regulation, all of these components. You're serving a huge multi millions of people audience. Yes. And you're doing it in a way that I think is so authentic and so helpful that it's exciting to watch just the growth. It's to me, it's really admirable, because that's a very similar mission that we're on, just kind of different lens in one way. But I'm just like, man, it's so powerful. So good for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, for sure. So when you're processing who's going to be on the show, so obviously your podcast, and you're analyzing, okay, what type of questions do I want to ask? Are you thinking about it from, if I was a listener, so say you're a heavy haul truck driver and you're hauling some weight, are you putting that lens on, or how do you kind of plan out who's going to come on the podcast and the questions that you're going to ask?
Basically my whole, I guess, say light or viewpoint is I want to, with each guest, I want to put them in the best possible position I possibly can. So when I create my podcast outline for the majority of my guests, is I want to create questions and scenarios that will draw out the best of them to basically highlight their skills. You know, of course, a little bit about their journey, what they offer, whether services, products, or both, and basically how they can be a help to other businesses as well as individuals in the trucking and logistics industry. So it's basically, I just want to lift up and put that spotlight on them as much as possible. And as you know, some people, and I'm one of them, is sometimes it may take a little bit more to draw things out. And I try to tailor my outline to help, you know, guests, to especially if it's someone that has never done a podcast before. Like when I did my first one, man, I was sweating bullets. And, you know, even with yours, you know, right now I'm a little nervous.
You're crushing it.
But, you know, I just want people, man, to relax, have a good time, and almost, you remember, I don't know how it was in school for you, but I remember back in elementary school, this is a long time ago, they had show and tell. And that's the way I consider my platform. You know, you had to get up in front of the classroom, had to show, tell about your toy or whatever you have and why you like it, who is it good for, you know, things of that nature. And that's where I consider my podcast.
Yeah. I like that analogy, though, because I forget the exact quote, but it's something along the lines like, you don't actually know something till you can teach it to a fifth grader, 9-year-old, or whatever. And that mindset, And putting someone in a positive spotlight, I think, is so crucial, especially right. because, so it's interesting, when I started like the Truck Focus podcast, my thought was, man, there's so many people that have helped me along the way. And most of my career has been in transportation okay. that I'm like, I wish some of this advice was more known to public, because when you're in the social medias and you're in conversations, a lot of the questions about, hey, how do you do this? It's repetitive.
Right.
So when you meet someone that's a good person, they operate with ethics and integrity, and they're able to say, well, I can help you with that. You kind of feel compelled. I'm guessing for you, but I think my assumption is correct, where I'm like, you have to meet so-and-so. Like you feel like that instant, right. you got to connect people. And that's right. obviously exactly. a joy of the podcast. So, but it's, right. you're right though, when most of our guests too are, if it's not the first time they've been on a podcast, it's one of the first times. And I like the buildup, and I like that you were very kind with me when, because I was on your podcast a couple of weeks ago, and I felt really comfortable to be myself.
Right.
And I think that's really crucial, because it's not a news interview where I'm going to stick a mic right to your nostril and say, don't breathe too hard. And yeah, these hot lights making you sweat. But exactly. I think that's what a lot of us to think right away, oh, podcast. Oh, what does that mean? And right. it's like, we're going to make you comfortable, but then we're going to allow you to hit passion moments where let's talk about what you care about, because it's helping so many people. So I'm glad that we're on the same wavelength. And I think something that's really incredible about impact is, more often than not, you and I will never know. And there's other podcasters out there too that are awesome people. We'll never actually know how many people we impact through a good conversation. You'll never know. You'll never have, like, there's vanity likes where it's nice when you post on social and you get interactions. That's really cool, but that's not impact. Impact is the amount of people you've actually helped, because you and I will say something. We obviously share it with the world. One person listens, and it could be, hey, I also really care about people. Okay, I'm going to be an advocate like Derek, and I'm going to vocalize that I care about people. That person could go on and touch millions of lives, and we would never know, but that's right. impact. And I think that's something that takes the guts and glory to actually start the platform, but then mm-hmm. to envision, okay, this individual is a leader. They own a business. They're helping small businesses on the platform. I'm going to make sure that they're shining. I like the fact that you use that term too, because yeah, it's just really strategic. And I think from a listener's base, it's really important. And I just really admire that part of your journey, because I could tell you were really thought out when we did ours too. So that was really cool.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that, Josh.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a favorite topic? I don't want to say guest, just because I know you've had a handful of guests, and I don't, if you don't say me, my feelings will be hurt. No, I'm just kidding. But do you have a favorite topic that you've talked about so far that you're like, hey, I got to come back to this topic? Like you just, something inside you just really, you felt like your heart was beating fast and things were good?
I would say the major topic that really sticks with me, because and it gets on my wife's nerves. I'm huge on safety. Nice. You know, like with my wife, you know, I try the work that I do. I mean, is life threatening every day? You know, you could possibly lose your life. So some of those principles I bring home, and some different things that I see her doing, I was like, baby, don't do that. You may hurt yourself. And, you know, hearing it too many times, she gets hot, man. But, but you know, safety is big with me. The person I think of is Mrs. Tasha Harrison Springs. She's with, her business is Texting is Risky Business. And, you know, with her, she is about that. She sleeps, eat it, breathe it. You know, I don't want to get too far off what you're doing, but she is, unfortunately, she had a terrible accident that she could have lost her life and possibly kill others that was involved in the accident. But she took tragedy and turned it into her calling and purpose. And now, you know, you can't stop her. That's a mission is to make a difference. And her episode, and we stay in contact from here, you know, time to time, her passion about safety and trying to help others and save lives, that's, to me, that's one thing that sticks out tremendously, man.
Yeah, powerful. No, I appreciate that. And I know I saw I can't remember which day, but just recently you shared something of hers and I didn't know her backstory. I just saw it and I was just like, oh, wow. Wow. Okay, good. Cause yeah, it's nice when you can tell someone's got a fire lit under them and in them and they're just running with it. Right. And yeah, right. Nothing's going to stop her. And I think right. that's super powerful. So, and I'm glad you mentioned safety too, because that's really a soft spot for my heart. And okay. I know what it's like when the wife is like, enough. And I'm just like, just want to make sure you keep your fingers. Like
exactly.
But yeah, no, I'm glad you shared that. I appreciate that. So what has been in your podcast journey so far, the largest hurdle that you've had to overcome, do you feel?
Ooh, that's a good question. Oh, my goodness. The largest hurdle, I would say, was trying to take what was in my head and heart and get it aligned on pen and paper correctly. And I mean, I don't know if you remember or not, but I started out, the original name was the Trucking University Podcast. So even though I came up with that name, it still didn't settle good with me. So, you know, my wife was helping me come up with all these different things to say with it and everything. Man, we went through so much stuff. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Just trying to get the right sayings and get in alignment. And then it got to a point, I was like, hold on here. University, when you think of university, automatically you may think of, you know, you're going to school, you want to learn something, or maybe I'm going to teach something. I was like, oh, no. I was like, I'm not at a point I can teach anything. That's for somebody else. That's not my lane, at least not yet anyway. So amazingly, what I actually did, because I went through a few different logos and all that stuff, I actually reached out to one of my guests. I won't say the name. I don't want to put them on blast. I asked them to review my website, not the one I have now, but the one previous. And, you know, I was thinking that they was going to come back with a little tweak here and there or whatever. Because, like I said, me and my wife put in a lot of work on this. Man, when I got that email, that person crushed me. I mean, really crushed me, man. And I was hurt. And then I went from hurt to I was extremely mad. And because I know how much work me and my wife have put in it. So, but I'm so thankful that they did that, because it's probably been about three times I've actually thanked them for doing that. Because when I saw that email, when they sent that critique about the website and everything, do you know, it was like a veil was removed. Even through that anger and my hurt, it was like a veil was removed and it was like a water faucet was turned on. Man, I just immediately went to writing and stuff just started pouring through me. And this is the kicker. That same night I was having a logo done, and the gentleman that was doing the logo under the previous, you know, name, he delivered it to me. And as I was writing all the new stuff that was coming to me, I was like, oh no. I was like, I don't want this logo. I don't want this name. None of that. This doesn't fit with what I'm going to do now. So with all that, it caused me to birth a new name, which, you know, is the Trucking Entrepreneurs Podcast, and then helped me get into more alignment of what I am, what I want to do, and what I want to focus on. So that person I've thanked quite a few times, because if it wasn't for that, I may not be to where I'm at right now.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Clarity is uncomfortable at times. And mm-hmm. obviously when there's time invested, emotions, reassurance, and then someone politely, or maybe at the time not politely, shreds it apart, you're like, right. Ooh, ouch. Like, yes, yeah, yes. But good for you. So I call that a pivotal impact. And the fact that they helped you through, I'm assuming their intentions were good.
Oh, yes.
Make a pivot. Do I go left or do I go right? You went right, and that was the right decision. That's a pivotal impact. So right. I'm glad you could recognize that. And there's so much power in a name. So the fact that you processed it, you didn't just scroll on Wikipedia and say, oh, I like that verb. Okay, I like that. There it is. Like the fact that it was really thought out, obviously prayed over, prayed through. And exactly. Yeah, that aligns with our journey too. Yes, and sir. Like using words like pivotal, using words mm-hmm. like focus, those are intentional because you want people's mindsets to shift. Exactly. And I love the definition of insanity. When I'm not doing it, it's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And it's like, how many headbutts against the wall are you going to do before you realize, okay, that wall's not necessarily moving at this point. So maybe look for a door. And yeah, good for you, man. That gave me like those little tingle feelings because just processing what you're processing, you're yeah. Okay. I can feel that. And yeah, there's just so much power in even the language that you use and being consistent, because that's branding. And actually, we were talking about Donald Miller prior to hitting record. And I like the advice he shares is brand is how someone will feel. Marketing makes them trust that feeling to make a purchase. And when someone puts a lot of time and effort like you have into brand, into appearance, into language, that builds consistent trust, which ultimately will make things just skyrocket. So good for you. I think that's really powerful. And again, good for your wife. I'm sure our wives would be good friends because it sounds like they really lead us at times very similarly, where you're like, right. I didn't want to hear that at that moment, but I'm glad you said mm-hmm. it. So thank you. So,
exactly.
Yeah, no, that's good. Okay. So then on the flip side, mm-hmm. would you call that experience your greatest victory as well?
Actually the greatest victory I would say would be, and you actually mentioned that long ago, it's actually two things I would consider it, but they're basically on the same line. The first one would be one morning I was eating breakfast, it's a little while back, and I got an email from Mrs. Deshante Morgan. She's the owner of D-Grade Trucking and Hauling Services. And basically said, you know, hey, I got good news for you. So as I was reading it, you know, she was saying that she had received 4 referrals the same week as, you know, the podcast was released, 2 collaboration invites, at that time, an affiliate partnership. And then just recently, what you say you saw the other day with Mrs. Tasha Harrison Springs, she actually inboxed me through LinkedIn, you know, basically stating that she's made several connections since, you know, the podcast release. And in addition to helping her accomplish some goals as well. So to me, those are my biggest victories, man, just knowing that my platform actually has helped someone. And to me, that's what it's all about. You know, as I posted, you know, that's worth more than any amount of money or gold to me, man. Just knowing that I have helped somebody. So that's my largest victory, I would say.
I literally just made a note of that. And I think that's probably one of the most powerful answers that I've had, where it just shows the character of you. It shows the integrity in you, and it really does clearly paint that picture of, okay, what's Derek's mission? And I'm glad that you shared that, because again, a lot of times victory is I, right. And victory doesn't often mean you. And I like right. that is how you resonated that. And I'm sure that would be a good breakfast.
That's awesome. Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. Sir. Cause I'm the type of person where, you know, I've been in leadership roles and things of that nature, where I've been the head of different groups or teams and stuff. And like I mentioned on an interview I had yesterday, is one thing I actually hate, and I know hate is a strong word, is when recognition is given out to a leader. Like, say, for instance, if you was a supervisor and you had a team and everything, and your higher up management say, Josh, you know, hey, you won such and such prize, you get all these accolades and everything, but you actually don't give any recognition to your team. See, with me, I don't care for that. I'm the type of person, when I've been in that role, hey, my team actually did the work. I may have helped pointing them in that direction or give them some advice and everything, but they are the ones that put the hands to the, you know, plow and did the actual work. So when it comes to stuff like that, I'm going to push them out in front of me. I'm standing behind them or beside them or whatever the case may be. You know, it's all about them. Because I know if it wasn't for those people, you know, I wouldn't be in the position that I am. So
yeah,
that's just me. That's
good. Good. Yeah. I admire that. And I use the term deflection of light, mm-hmm. where the light may be headed in my direction, but I really appreciate when I'm able to deflect it to the right people. And right. it's exactly that. It's like, well, who's doing the work? And it's a collective effort. And the fact right. that you can say we instead of I,
exactly.
I think, yeah. And that actually ties into my next question. And I call it a staple question because I think about legacy often. I talk about legacy all the time. And that really would help summarize part of your legacy. And mm-hmm. I think you're intentional with that because otherwise you wouldn't do it because, yeah, human nature is to accept what we are given. And being intentional to reshift that focus, I think, is really empowering. So when you think about the legacy that you're having now in this space, but also throughout your journey, have you always been in the mindset where I'm going to intentionally impact people in a better way? I'm going to intentionally lead people in a better way. Is that kind of just ingrained in you? Or is that something that you've just kind of, you had a light bulb go off one day saying, hey, this works a little better and this is the new you? Or how did you kind of come to that type of a mindset?
A lot of it is due to my upbringing, man, and the way I was raised and everything. And with me, you know, it may sound very cliche when I say this, but I can say in all sincerity that, you know, by doing the very best that I can and helping others with the skills God has given me and I've, you know, developed through, you know, studying and things of that nature and being just genuine with others that I interact with, whether it's future podcast guests or current ones or just interacting with people in general in life and within the industry, I personally believe that just by doing the right thing, doing to others as you wish done unto you, I just believe God would take care of the rest. You know, whatever legacy he sees fit, that's on him. But I'm going to do the best that I can in my power and knowledge and skills that I have. And, you know, as you know, in life, unfortunately, you can't please everybody. You know, not everybody's going to like you and things of that nature. But regardless, we keep pushing on and being the best that we can.
Powerful, man. Yeah. And that's a good point. Cause I think sometimes we as humans will walk around wanting everyone to like us. Right. A lot of us, that's just kind of maybe ingrained from the childhood days in the playground where what you don't want to be my friend, like the processing that, but leading with integrity. And I think the right thing isn't always the right thing for others because some people don't like rules. And when you're in different positions, like we have a position of authority. And I think that we're doing a good job making sure that we stay on the right path. Yes, and sometimes that right path offends people that don't want to be on the right path or they have a difference of opinion, which is fine. Yes. But yeah, how you manage that, I think is important. So I appreciate that. And then what's your thoughts? So this is another, just as we do come to a close, this is one of my favorite questions because I'm a massive professional driver advocate and okay. I'm a big, big, big believer that we need to remove the word just when we describe ourselves. And one of my favorite questions to anyone that has any involvement within industry and understands when I say professional driver, what that means, obviously you've lived it and you're interacting with so many different people now that are overseeing different components of the industry, but can you share what you personally think is the best part about professional drivers, what you respect the most about them as people?
Okay. Josh, I would have to say, this is a very simple answer. I would say their sacrifice. And you know, I posted something on LinkedIn, I don't know, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and it was actually a driver. They had posted that they don't think what they do is a sacrifice. But, you know, of course, everybody has their own viewpoint and every, you know, their opinion. I respect that. But from my viewpoint, I believe it is a sacrifice because if you think about it, you you leave as a truck driver, they're leaving their home for days or weeks or whatever the case may be. They're away from their spouse or significant other, their children. And I know as when I was a box truck driver for the snack food company years ago, I know how much of a strain that was on people's marriages, man. And, you know, back then during peak season from Memorial Day up to Labor Day, it wasn't nothing to work anywhere from 12 to 14 hours a day. I mean, that was it. So you're talking about a truck driver that is gone for days or weeks or whatever. So with that, I know in the industry that I was in there, the divorce rate was extremely high. So, and then, you know, a lot of spouses wasn't being faithful. You know, the old saying, why the, when the cat is away, the mouse will play or whatever. And unfortunately, you know, those things happen, unfortunately, sometimes. But it's a lot of pressure that they have on them, man. And you think about them not getting paid well and not getting proper benefits, I guess, unless you work for Walmart. From what I've seen, they're paying some good money, man.
Yes they are. Yeah.
I mean, I was like, man, if my health was better, I'd think about that myself. But, you know, you know, it's definitely their sacrifice, man, because, and this is the kicker. You know, I'm going to kind of take it far left, is it's on the other side of it. I couldn't be a truck driver now because I don't have the patience. Sure. What they have to deal with, like I was going to the doctor the other week and I was in the left lane and this rig was in the left lane in front of me. And I try not to get too close to him. Out of my rearview mirror, here I see a car coming up, weaving in and out of traffic. It was a little Mazda, one of the things souped up and everything. And I looked towards my right side mirror, and here they come flying. And the funny thing about it was, apparently the truck driver seen it too. I could tell because they started pulling away from me. So I'm thinking what their intention was, they was trying to jam that guy driving up with the Mazda real fast to keep them from pulling over in front of him. But unfortunately, he couldn't prevent him. That guy came flying past me, swooped over and got right in front of that truck. I know it couldn't have been no more than a half of a car distance clearance. And the truck driver wound up, you know, slamming on the brakes a little bit, tapping on the brakes. And, you know, I was like thinking, man, could you imagine you being a truck driver, driving basically 80,000-pound missile on wheels, and you got dipsticks doing foolish acts like that on the road, and you got to be aware of that constantly driving around a vehicle like that? Because if I remember correctly, for a truck or whatever, what, it takes about 2 football fields for them to stop if they go in a certain amount of speed?
Correct. Yep.
So you're going to have people that's doing that constantly, man. And, you know, I know you've probably seen that too. And I couldn't handle that, man. My patients couldn't handle that. So, you know, take my hat, my toupee, all that off to them, man. You know, much props to them. They better than me.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I think that's why it's super important to identify as a professional, because of exactly that. You're constantly reactive. It's hard to be proactive when you have that many variables happening all around you, and then you have weather, or you have terrain, or you have weight. And it's like, even to go from a dead stop at a red light to 50, well, your miles per hour, so say 30 miles per hour, that takes some effort. It is not like the little sports car where you have a little automatic and you just simply put your foot on the gas and life is good. So the fact that people are like, oh, there's 6 inches, I'm going to fit. It's just like, no, like, it's just, yeah, no, I agree. I have that admiration. And it's funny. So my past, I was a professional driver, and I'm very mindful of exactly what you just described. And my wife will often tell me, like, Josh, calm down, because I get so hot. So I want to just blow up at these people that are cutting them off. Because I'm like, you're putting others' lives at risk for exactly. What? Like, I get the need for speed sometimes too, but I don't want to put anyone in harm's way. And yeah, so I agree completely. Hats off to all professional drivers. So I appreciate that. Thank you very much. So honestly, Derek, it was just, I'm so grateful that we were able to have a good conversation on the podcast, that you said yes to my invite. That was important too, obviously. And I'm just really grateful for the journey that you're on, because you're helping so many people really succeed. And I really admire your people first approach. And I just, I admire the branding. I like your website. So you're doing a lot of really good stuff. So as we come to a close, can you recap where people can go so that way they can check out the Trucking Entrepreneurs podcast?
Yes, sir. They can easily visit www.thetruckingentrepreneurspodcast.com. I am on pretty much all social platforms, and also I'm on major podcast platforms as well, such as Spotify, Apple, Amazon, etc.
Perfect. Yeah, really appreciate it. And anything or any link that we may have talked about, My Trucker Pro websites, of course, the links are in the show notes for our listeners to check out. So I just, again, I'm super grateful for your time, buddy, and just keep up the great work. You're really making a difference. So thank you.
Yes, sir. And likewise, and thank you so much for having me on your show, man. I really do appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Hey, Derek, honestly, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on the Truck Focus podcast today and for sharing your journey and your mission. So I'm super impressed with your dedication to serve. And honestly, a huge takeaway for myself was when we talked about your entire process when you first got started, the website, and I just think it was really empowering, because far too often, I think people stop pursuing their goals and their dreams just because something hard happens. But you really inspired us to keep pushing forward, and I really appreciate that. I admire that in your story. So I highly recommend that our listeners visit the truckingentrepreneurspodcast.com for searching the name on all major platforms to connect with Derek, listen more, but also reach out if your mission needs to be shared on his platform. So if this is the first time you've ever checked out the Truck Focus podcast, I really do welcome you to our community and to our dedicated listeners. I want to continue to say thank you so much for your investment of time. Ask that you like this episode, but you also share it out, as Derek shared so much value today. And I really want to help just the entire transportation community really connect with Derek, hop on his podcast, take a listen, some really great stuff there. And I just thank you again, but also ask that you subscribe to the channel that you're listening to, because we do release content at least once a week. And that way you're notified of all upcoming content. So again, I hope you have a really great day. Let's create a pivotal impact.